How you doing, bud?
I'm good, Joe. Thank you for asking.
Navy's a good team. They have a lot of balance. They get contributions from a lot of guys. And, you know, they got some guys off the bench that can hurt. Like, they got 39 points from their bench tonight. And so we did a good job on some of their main guys. But overall, Darcy had 12, and then Walker had 11 off the bench. We kind of talked about that. But I thought the big difference in the game was the start of the second half when we really turned it over. And I think they scored like on, you know, eight of their first nine possessions or something to that nature. And I thought defensively, they just started denying more passes. We struggled to get into offense. They turned us over. And I thought that was the biggest difference in the game. And then we were down double figures just trying to fight back from there. And then they're very good when they have the lead. The way that they play, they kind of they control the game well when they have the lead. And I thought that was the biggest difference in the game. I actually thought we had the ball around the basket a ton and missed some shots that I think our guys are capable of making. You know, and between the turnovers and the missed layups and the poor start to the second half, I thought the combination of those things really hurt us.
Joe, you got a pretty good stretch coming up in January right now. How do you regroup and reverse this?
Yeah, I just think we just got to try to take it one practice at a time, try to get better. I think overall, you know, I thought we played harder. We played a little bit more with an edge. We're trying to change some things defensively. We've been a little too vanilla. You know, we kind of won the championship playing a certain way. We got all these guys coming back. We feel like we could play that way defensively again, but I just think it's been hard for us to. So I've been trying to tweak some stuff with the ball screens, maybe try to blitz a little bit more, get our energy going. That's been the biggest thing. You know, we you know, kind of our lack of depth in the front court at times in our league has hurt us. Suk's playing a ton of minutes. You know, Malcolm's a young kid, and so that's been something that's been a strength of ours. We've had a lot of guys with size that we can put in. Nevin Zink's injury, I think, has impacted more than I hope, to be honest with you. But overall, I just think we've got to play with more fight consistently. That's the biggest thing. And I thought that today we did a better job of that. But we got to be able to sustain the level of intensity that you need to sustain to win. And I think on the offensive end, you know, we just have to be better. You know, we had 14 turnovers in the last game, 14 in this game. You know, if you're going to turn a ball over at that rate, at the tempo the game was going to be played, it was going to be hard to win.
Just talk about Suk in his toolbox with that baby jump hook he has. I mean, for a lumbering big guy, he has some nice hands.
Well, he's put a ton of time into his game. You know, they elected not to double a ton. And so if anybody in the league plays a one-on-one, he's going to score. You know, and so teams now have said, okay, let Suk go, but don't let the other guys get going. And what happened tonight, and I, you know, try to stress that, and I have to do a better job of making sure that we are playing a more fluid game offensively where the ball is moving and other guys are going. But because they were denying passes, then we just started settling and throwing him the ball, and that's fine. But then no one else is going to kind of get into a flow of the game. So he got the ball a lot, but we had no flow, and we can't win that way. So he goes for 24, and nobody else really was able to do much consistently throughout the game, and we can't win that way.
And just one more. Were you encouraged by the start? It looked like you had everything going with that.
Yeah. We played with a lot more energy and passion. You know, we've been getting outplayed, honestly. You know, and that's me included. It's not just the players. We all have to have a hand in this. You know, we've been getting outplayed, and that's coaching as well. I have to have responsibility for that and take that responsibility on. And so we've been getting outplayed. Teams have been playing harder. More together, and we try to hone in on that. We try to get them some things to focus on going into the game, and really for the rest of the year, we gave them like four things: ball pressure, communication, transition defense, and rebounding were like the four things we said we got to do at a high rate. I thought tonight we just struggled to get again. They were just quicker to the ball on so many times. Like, it's hard. Like, when you're playing a game, the harder you play, the luckier you get. That's just how it is. Like, the harder you play, more things are going to go your way, and we weren't able to do that well enough to beat a good team. I thought in stretches we were doing that, but you have to maintain that for 40 minutes, and we had a hard time. Navy was going to be able to go play a certain way the whole time. When we've had success against them, we've been able to do that at a high level. But our level of physicality is not the same, because we basically have Souk and we have Malcolm, who's inexperienced. So we're not playing with the level of physicality that we played with in the past. So now we've got to try to change some things, and maybe try to, like I said, maybe try to blitz and get the guys going a little bit with energy. We tried to press a little bit today. We just tried to do stuff where we were playing with a little more energy level. You know, kind of playing half court defense hasn't been the ingredients for us to win.
Surrender the floor.
You were just talking about the 4 points you made to the team about things they have to do better. Do you relay that right after the game today? So I guess I'm curious what you said to them after
the
game.
Well, today, look, man, you know, you've got to realize, one, that they're young guys, right? So you want to hold them accountable. You know they're hurting, right? You know they're hurting. So you're trying not to talk too much, right? You know, I kind of talked about things that I thought we did well. I wanted to encourage them because I really believe in this team, that this team can win. And that's the message I wanted to send, that, hey, we had a poor stretch in the start of that second half, but we came out with great intensity. We played a lot harder. These are things we did well. These are some things that we got to continue to work on. And then just kind of relaying them to them when things like this happen, whether it's in your life or as an athlete, you've got to be able to understand how to be able to get yourself out of it. So we're talking more about like that. There's no time to be feeling sorry for yourself. Nobody feels sorry for you. You got picked first. No one feels sorry for you. You know, that's just how it is. And you've got to be able to be accountable for what you're not doing well and try to do it better. And I want to make sure that they are focused on the things that I think are going to give us the best chance to improve. Because there's a lot of things you can say. You lose this many games, there's a lot of things you can be saying, but the only way to dig yourself out is to kind of maintain your focus on what you're trying to, who you want to be as a program, and keep chipping away at that and kind of believe in your team and believe in what you're doing.
It's discouraging. That would be discouraging is the word I would use for this season for you.
Discouraging in the last 2 weeks, but I don't know if it's discouraging overall.
So, but how do you keep yourself from being personally that way, from being discouraged?
I've been through, I'm a competitor, you know? I'm a competitor. So I understand that, for me to lead, that I have to be a certain way to lead. And if I can't do that, then I shouldn't be coaching. So part of that is holding myself accountable for things that we're not doing well as a leader, and making sure I'm doing my job and that I'm being clear and consistent with my message. So that's the first thing I want to make sure I'm doing. And I want to make sure I'm holding my guys accountable when they're out there, that they're doing the things that we're asking them to do at a high level. And then I have to be there for them. You know, so I don't really have time to be wallowing in my own stuff. It's more about them. I'm here to impact their lives and help them. You know, I'm 56 years old. I've coached in a lot of games. I've had seasons like this where things haven't gone your way at the start, and you get better and better, and then you don't know what's going to happen in the end. I do think if we can get some experience for some of these young guys, and we can keep chipping away, I do think this team's got a chance to win. But right now, we're just not playing well enough for 40 minutes to beat the better teams in our league.
What do you sense in the locker room? Is there any discouragement in that locker room? How are they feeling?
I'm sure they're. You know, first of all, let me say this. I think. They're a really good group. I think they rebound quicker than you would think. You lose. I don't know. We're 2-4 in the league. I would think some guys would be feeling bad, but they bounce back pretty quick. I'll tell you what. If I freaking come to practice tomorrow, I'll tell you what. You wouldn't know that they were 2-4. I know that. I know how they are. And so they're good. You know, it's more about, you know, keeping their confidence up, you know, keeping their confidence within themselves and with what we're doing and their teammates. Like, that's the biggest job. I don't think they're going to be as discouraged as they may lose some confidence. And I got to make sure that we're giving them confidence, and also making sure they're playing as hard as they can to help us win.
What is the biggest problem? Have you identified the biggest
just problem? Just what I told you. Yeah. We're not playing with enough effort for 40 minutes. That's the biggest issue that we're having. And at times, I mean, you can look at times we turn the ball over too much. I think the turnovers that hurt us, you know, but I really think it's been more of our lack of consistent fight that you got to play with to win.